e-commerce firms hit a space jam. GST cut fattens ad budgets for influencers. Crafton bets big on India gaming. Why Wipro may hold the key to Bengaluru's traffic problems.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Chandra, and I'm excited to take you through today's top stories. Let's dive in then. First up, India's quick commerce sector may have slowed on launching new dark stores compared to last year, but the battle for prime locations in big cities like Delhi NCR, Mumbai and Bengaluru is hotter than ever. Now, most of the ideal real estate spots are already taken, which means both established players and newcomers are finding it tough to expand further. On top of that, staffing shortages are becoming a real headache. So recruiters we've been speaking to say vacancy rates in some key markets are hitting 30%, which makes running these dark stores a challenge. As these quick commerce platforms spread into tier 2 and tier 3 cities with the metros, the pressure to find both space and workers has only grown. Now, staffing firms reveal that metro areas alone are opening thousands of roles each month for packers, sorters, and supervisors. So there are about 8,000 to 10,000 open positions every month in metros just for dark stores and warehouse roles. Now, these dark stores, usually between 3,000 and 6,000 square feet, are now a permanent fixture in the urban landscape. They are strategically located close to dense residential areas to speed up deliveries. But that also means the space is scarce and in high demand. Now, remember, the competitive landscape has also shifted because apart from the incumbents, which is your Blinkit, Instamart, Zepto, BigBasket, we also have the likes of Amazon and Flipkart entering the quick commerce segment in a big way. So I guess this is a space to watch out for. Moving over to the festive season rush, thanks to the GST reforms. Now, this has given brands a boost this festive season. Companies are channeling their savings from GST cuts into bigger advertising budgets, up by 15 to 20% compared to last year. And guess who's raking in all the money? It's influencers. Now, we spoke to experts who say influencer marketing alone is expected to hit around 700 crore rupees during the 2025 festive season, which is a 10 to 20% jump from 2024. The sectors leading the surge include consumer durables, fashion and beauty, FMCG and e-commerce. Himanshu Rawat of No Filter adds that digital budgets have increased by roughly 15%, especially in autos, consumer durables and D2C brands. The market is projected to grow by up to rupees 4,500 crore this year. So I guess it's a good time to be an influencer with some reach. Moving on to gaming news, now South Korea's Crafton is stepping up its game in India. Their gaming incubator, Crafton India Gaming Incubator or KIGI, is offering deeper technical mentorship and better support to help developers grow and monetize their games. So they've partnered with a bunch of companies like Axelbyte for back-end game platforms, Liftoff's Game Refinery for mobile game optimization, Listo for AI-powered play testing, and App Magic for market intelligence. Now, the gaming incubator has opened registrations for the third cohort, plus startups in the third cohort also get access to Google Cloud and AWS resources, including the latest AI advancements. Finally, in some local news from Karnataka, Chief Minister Siddaramaiah has reached out to Wipro's founder chairman Azim Premji, seeking support from the tech giant to ease the notorious traffic congestion along the outer ring road corridor, especially near the Ibloor Junction. Now, Chief Minister Siddaramaiah has proposed allowing limited vehicular movement through Wipro's campus to help reduce congestion by nearly 30% during peak hours, pending security and mutually agreed terms. Now, this comes after a social media post by Blackpuck CEO Rajesh Yabaji, which sparked a lot of outrage over ORR's poor condition, pushing the entire state government machinery to hold high-level meetings and senior officials to inspect the road. Now, traffic on ORR surged by 45% this year compared to the last year. With that, it's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. We hope you found all these updates interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Thanks a lot, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra R. Srikant signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.